Today's daf is Basra daf Mem. Daf Mem bar Basra. We are on Lamentes Amid Beis. Lamentes Amid Beis, right about five lines up from the bottom. Tani bar Kapara. Tani bar Kapara, four lines up from the bottom. Lamentes Amid Beis. Today's daf Mem bar Basra gets us into a few shas sugyas, as we'll see. Talk about shtaris, talk about hodas baldin, talk about kinyan chalipin. So a lot of there's a little daf, but there's a lot to talk about in terms of what the Rishonim say. So Tani Bar Kapara. So first, Bar Kapara says, quote to Bryce. Tani Bar Kapara, ir er chazar ve ir er. Bar Kapara says, what happens if somebody is ma'ar er? Somebody complains that somebody is sitting on his field, and he does it again, and he does it again, and he keeps complaining about it. Chazar ve ir er. He keeps complaining as. Well, the Rashbam explains what we just had at the end of every 3 years, as we had yesterday. Hilchasa, that's what you have to do. You have to complain at the end of every 3 years. So, what happens if he did that? So, im machlis taina rishona irer, if his claims are consistent, if it's the same claim the first time of the second time, he stole it, so then im lachazaka, so then the machlis does not have a chazaka, because we say the ma'ar is telling the truth, he has the same claim each time, and therefore there's no chazaka for the machlis. The imlav, but if not, meaning if he has different claims each time, and the tainas are so each other, so then yesh lo chazaka, then they kind of cancel each other out, and the chazaka stands. Or if they're machish each other, that's what the Rishbab gives an example that, you know, first you say he took it for fruit, and then you say he stole it, all different types of claims, then you assume that he's just making up a story. That is what the Gemara says, they can't be machish each other. Says the, what's the svar, why? Why do we say that? Why don't we just say that he's just look at the result of what he's saying. The result is that this guy's on my land and he's not allowed to be there. So the Rashbam explains, third to last line, modahu diahim mechash lo kedinavi. No, because each time he claims, we look at it as if he is admitting that what he said earlier was wrong. He's admitting that what he said earlier was wrong, and therefore it comes out that in the earlier 3 years, he didn't say a word. And surely the second one, at the end, he's machzik himself to be a liar, and therefore we wouldn't trust the second one. You can't trust the first one because he canceled it out, Hodas Baldin, and you can't trust the second one. You might say that you don't need to cancel out the second one because the first one doesn't have a macha in the 3 years. But either way, he says it's all knocked out. This is the Rashbam. If you look in the Rashbam's girsa of the Gemara just has two ear errors, ear error v'chazar v'ear error. He just changed his mind once. That's the girsa of the Rashbam. Our girsa has three. He changed his mind twice, and the Rimigash here says it's bedafka. It's bedafka has to be, he has the girsa of ir er v'chazer v'ir er v'chazer v'ir er. So the Rimigash says, he thinks it's bedafka. Kivan sheshina b'tainosav shalosh pa'amim huchzak b'shakranus. Since he said three different claims, so now he's huchzak b'shakranus. He must have lied three times. The first time, then he changed his mind. The second time, because he's a chosok shakran. And the third time, ukishayashlem hamachzik achila zu hashana atzof tes shehi achrona shel gimel shanim hashlishios nishlem alo achazaka ve'eno tzarach l'shtar. Etc. Says the Rimigash, it's bedafka three times. The Rashbam does not seem to say it has to be three times. Doesn't mean chosok b'shakranus. Just a question. Now you don't need a chazaki or shakranus. You just need the fact that your macha is knocked down, and therefore the guy has been sitting on your land for 3 years without a macha. The Rosh discusses here whether and how it's possible that somebody to be machzik themselves a kafran. Now we usually say that, like the Eina de Mesa Matzlo Rasha, a person cannot do it to himself. So here the Rosh also has a little different shot. It says, the Eina de Mokhsa kafran, LRP Adim, Avalim Toin Shde Tainos Lefne Bezdin, Amachisha Zuazu, Lonis Badlo San Tainos, El Bocher Ezem Enshe Yirtse. Somebody has two claims in front of court, in front of Bezdin. Shouldn't we just take the best one? The Yachalulomar Ta'isi b'Machar Rishona. I have so many people sitting on different lands of mine. I made a mistake. I forgot. V'hai denakad bar kapar. He continues what his asfari is. You have to work out here, according to the Rishonim, how he himself is machik himself a kafran. Okay, let's continue. Last line. Amar Rava Nachman. Mecha'a bifnei shayim, a whole list of things now. Mecha'a bifnei shayim means zorach lomar ksuva. Mecha'a should be done in front of two people. Yesterday we had a machlokas about this, two or three. Tosas Reed said it's a fundamental machlokas. So mecha'a is in front of two people. And the moche, the ma'arer, does not have to tell the witnesses to write down what he said in the shtar mecha'a, meaning they could do it automatically. Ein zorach lomar ksuva, they could do it automatically. Right when he's moche, they can take his testimony and put it into a shtar and give it to him so that he has testimony that he was moche. Why? Why do they allowed to do this? So the Rashbam explains at the bottom, Zachem Adam Shlo B'Fanav. Right? You're allowed to be zoche for someone even if he's not there. V'shelo B'Shuso, the Mistama Nichalei. Right? Zachem La'adam, even if he doesn't know about it. Right? Zachem comes up all the time, comes up in... Let's say Shabbos morning, you're going somewhere for Shabbos, and you wanted to bring a bottle of wine, and I forgot to bring it over, I was too busy on Erev Shabbos, so what do? I go, not Shabbos morning, let's say before Shabbos, I'll bring it to shul before Shabbos, I get mincha time, but my host is late, he's not in shul yet, so what do? What can I do? And I know I don't want to give it on Shabbos, because there isn't this is Rabbanan, I'm giving presents on Shabbos, so I go over to a friend in shul, I can't go over to my wife, because it's the same bank account, halakhically. So I go over to a friend in shul and I say, be zoche this on behalf of so and so, because I want to give it to him tomorrow. Right? It happens all the time, the content of zochia in halakha. So here too, it's good for him to have a shtar that says he was moches. Therefore, the Edom can write it without having to say zochin. So the Rashbam here asks, the Tosas here asks the Baam Kasha, which we have to discuss. The Tosas says, every Tosas on this Amud is crucial. Says that this one starts on the bottom of the previous. Lama Tesma base. V'im Tomar es Tosvos Uma Moel Haksiva. How does the Ksiva? How are they allowed to write a shtar here? How could they translate his testimony into writing? V'halo Chashiv Shtar Imlo Nase Midas Mishu Chovaso. Shtar does not exist unless it's written in what we call Da'as HaMischayiv, the one that is committing himself to the shtar. A shtar is meaningless without that. A shtar needs the da'as of the one who it is obligating, and therefore here, you don't have it. If you go in shtar mecher, like somebody who's selling something, midas mocher. V'shtar matana, midas nosed. You can't write a shtar matana except with the da'as of the giver. V'shtar malve, midas love. And the shtar milve, midas love. V'edus nami, lo chashiv. Right? And it can't really be edus either. Dimi piyam v'lo mi piksavam. Says Tosas, because it has to be the Gzeiras HaKasuv, that Edom have to give testimony with their mouths and not in writing. Meaning Tosas says, how is it possible that if they testify, they give a macha, they give an iror in front of two witnesses, the witnesses could automatically write it? Aren't you lacking the definition of what a shtar is? So just to remember and appreciate what Tosas is talking about, let's review something that we mentioned in the past, and that is what all the Rishonim deal with in Maseches Yevamos. Maseches Yevamos on Daf Lamed, and they deal it in Ksubis Tavchav. Those are the two sugyas where it comes up. And that is, we have the principle that Tosos quotes, Mi pihem below mi piksavam. Edom will have to give testimony from their mouths. The Edom can't come to court and write their testimony down. So the question that all the Rishonim ask is, if that is true, how do we have the institution called a shtar? A shtar says, Reuven and Shimon Mani, or whatever a shtar says, and Edom sign it. So isn't that a problem, a violation of Mi pihem below mi piksavam? That's the question that the Rishonim say. How does shtar exist? So many answers given. I will mention three. Three. One answer, Tosas quotes in a few lines from now. Skip Tosas' answer for a second. Tosas quotes on the sixth skinny line. Rabbeinu Tam, Shashamim ben Rabbeinu Tam, Shenogim l'shalecha Edim edusim ligeres l'bezdin. Rabbeinu Tam says that Edim used to send their testimony to Bezdin in writing. The chash of edus. No problem. Aye. V'hadu darshinim b'sifri mi p'yem below mi p'ksavam. Doesn't it say mi p'yem below mi p'ksavam? So how does he allow that? Lo asa elalim ute dafka ilaim she'eno bar hagada. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that drasha mi p'yem below mi p'ksavam is very limited. It's just excluding a mute. A mute cannot send his testimony. Aval ra'u la hagada ein hagada ma'kevesba. What did we mention yesterday? Right, we mentioned the din of Reb Zera, Kalaray Labila. It's exactly this principle. Rabbeinu Tam says, if you can testify in court with your mouth, you're allowed to send in your testimony by writing. If you can't, then it's ma'akev. Kalaroi, then it's ma'akevis. Says Rabbeinu Tam says, there's no problem with shtar, because the whole din of mipiyam v'lo mipiksavam is very, very limited. That's Rabbeinu Tam. If you look in the Rambam has another answer. The Rambam basically accepts the question, and he says, you know what? Shtaros is Durabanan. Durabanan. Amazing chiddush, says the Rambam in Hilchas Eidus Gimel Dalid Din Torah She'ein Mekablan Eidus Lo B'Din Imamanis Lo B'Din Nefashas Ele Mipi Ha'Edim. Right, Din Bida Raisa. We only accept testimony from the Eidim. Shem Rapi Shnayim Eidim Mipiem Lo Miksav Yadon Avo Midivrei Sofrim Midurabanan She'chotchin Din Imamanis Be'Eidus She'Beshtar. We do Eidus. We do a Gemar Din. In, with Eidus Shebishtar, Afal Bisha Ein HaEidim Kayamin, why? Kadesh Lo Tinol Dalas Bifnei Lavin. So Durabanan, Midurabanan, Veidan Eidus Shebishtar B'dine Knasos, etc. So the Rambam says, you know what? You're right. Mibiyem Lo Biksavim is Daraisa. Shtar says Durabanan. That is the Rambam. By the way, the Rambam does admit, the Nachronim point out, the Nesivis and others, the Rambam, this whole discussion here, according to the Rambam, is only talking about a Shtar Raya. A Shtar Kinyan is Daraisa. Or somebody gets married with a Shtar. Right, or somebody gets shtar mechira, right? But the deed, so that's a get, right? Obviously, that's daraisa. The Rambam here is talking about shtari raya, so we're talking about not shtari kinyan. But that is the Rambam. So how do you get out of the problem? Mipiem lo miksavam. Number one, the Rabbi Natam only elaim. Number two, the Rambam is only the Rabbanan. And then you have Tosfos and the Balamor. Tosfos and that's what's going to be Tosfos l'shitasa. Tosfos and Ksubas daf chaf, and I'll read it to you from the Balamor in Yevamos, the Flamad Aleph, where the Balamor says. V'li nira de pirika nachon kach mi piksavam husha pesula edusan avo mi piksavo lo. That's the key line. Mi piksavam is a problem. If two edim testify that something happened with other people, that's not a problem. But if you have the person who's committing himself in the shtar express his das that he wants the shtar written, what's called das hamischayev. So that's not a problem. That's what a shtar is all about. Mipik savam is a problem, but mipik savo is not a problem. The kol shtari ava umekach umemkar halove v'hamocher hushim etzaves eidim v'amar kisvu v'chismu v'chem begite nashim v'ein ze mipik savam ela mipik savo v'im iata omer kein, and if not akarta mashakasa b'kabbalah. Right? If not, you will okay what it says because what it says in Yirmiyo v'kasa b'sefer v'chasombo eid eidim. He's blowing the lines a little bit between Shtari Raya and Shtari Kinyan here. Umikra mali kasav haTorah v'kasav laSefer Krisus. Alma kokia gavna ksavo shelohu v'lo ksavim shel edim. Aval hecha dekasi minafshayu b'shtar. If two people write a shtar without the Asa Mischayev, shetzorach lomar ksuvu v'lo amalem ksuvu huvada mipik savam, and it would be a problem. That is the Baal Amar, that is Tosus. And others. That's what Tosfos says in Ksubas Daf Chaf. So with all that background, now we appreciate Tosfos' kasha right here. Tosfos says, how is it that if I'm moche in front of witnesses, they could automatically write it? Who's the Dasa Mischayev here? The Dasa Mischayev is the Machzik, not the Ma'arer. Machzik has no idea that the Shtar is being written. So he asks Tosfos, how can you write the Shtar here? There's no Dasa Mischayev. That's Tosfos' kasha. Answers Tosfos. The Yesh Lomar third line. Diktakonis chachamim hi. Midaraisa, you're right, they should have no authority to write a shtar. And the shtar should be meaningless. But you know what? It's takana derabanan that they can write a shtar. Why? She choshev edus kede levatel hachazaka be'edus kol dehu. She bedavar muat mevatel hachazaka. Related to what we used to discuss yesterday. Here, all you need is a little itty bitty mecha. That's all you need to knock out the chazaka. Because remember, Tosfos says, "Daha afilu yisbara lono shelo shama hamachzik mecha mahani levad la chazaka." Remember, we had discussions yesterday that even if the machzik never finds out about this, it could be that the mecha is going to be a good mecha because he did, like the Rosh's lashon yesterday, he did what he was supposed to do. He did what the chachamim told him to do, and therefore, so what that it's a very low level standard, it's good enough. So here too, you're right, says Tosfos, this isn't a real bona fide shtar. Midaraisa, this wouldn't hold water, but midrabanan is good enough to tell us that he was moche. That is Tosfos' answer. If you look in the Ran here has a little different answer. He says here, you don't need dasa mischayev. He doesn't say like Tosfos is midrabanan. The Ran here and the Flushim say, you don't need dasa mischayev. Why? Yesh lomar, when do you need dasa mischayev? Dehani mili bidavar shebeino lechavero. Two things between two parties. Avo bim mecha umoda'a. Mecha, great line. It has to do with me. Me and my mecha'a. That's what Mechal is about. Kivan shakarka shelo, ve'ina davar dali elabo, kosvin.
What?
That he doesn't have to command them to write the shtar, they could do it automatically right when he's mocha. He doesn't have to tell them ksuva. So says the Ran, very important lesson in the Ran. Mecha, okay, you got to put this on the list. All the cheskas about them list. Mecha is about the mocha. It's not about the machzik, and it's not defined as something that's beini leveino. It's beini leveini, and therefore there's no issue of das and miskayas. Very important Ran. Okay, let's continue. Okay, that is about shtar. Now we continue next line. Says Rav then Rav in the name of Rav Nachman. Moda b'fnei shnayim ve'in zarach lamar ksuvu. Also moda. What's moda? Moda means if I am being forced to do something. Let's say I'm being forced to sell. I'm being forced to give. But I'm gonna the guys put a gun to my head. You know, if you don't do this tomorrow, so then I'm gonna take care of you. So I go to witnesses before tomorrow's deadline, and I say, you know what? Tomorrow you're gonna witness me selling this property. You know what? It's false. I'm being forced to do it, and I'm letting you know now that it's null and void, right? Moda, right? Well, we have just had this in Atar Sundarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. We talk about any modas that we might have had should be b'teilin u'mevutalin, right? So here's a moda b'fnei shnayim, so you can make a moda in front of two, and also v'ein tzorach lomar ksuvu. Also, you don't have to say ksuvu there. The edim could automatically, a writer, they could assume you're serious. The Rashbam notes that why doesn't Rava Amar Rav Nachman just put all this together? So the Rashbam explains it must be that Rava heard this from Rav Nachman at various times, and the Gemara now he's just putting them all together. But they were separate statements of Rav Nachman, and now they're just putting it together. Our last few skinny lines in the Rashbam. He's putting it together now, but it really wasn't one shear that he gave. So again, mecha is in front of two, and you don't have to say ksuvu. Next, hoda'a bifnei shnayim. Hoda'a, if I admit in front of two witnesses that I owe somebody money, hoda'a, that's also bifnei shnayim. That also has to be done in front of two, and in front of one, it's meaningless. V'tzarech lomar ksuvu, but there you have to say ksuvu. The edim cannot write down a shtar hoda'a unless they were commanded to. Why? Rashbam says, the first two were Zachal on themselves Bafana. This is a Chof. This is a Chof, so in Chavin al Bafana, what does Bafana mean with his Das? Right? The fact that he has to pay him, so therefore, says the Rashbam, it cannot be written down because it is a Chof. The Rashbam also has a Chiddush, which is a discussion in the Rishonim here. I'll just mention the Rashbam, the last, like the 10th wide line or so in the Rashbam. Even let's say without, why can they write it down? Because right now, it's a Milvah Alpeh. And therefore, he could say, I paid you already. But if there's a shtar, he cannot tie an I paid you. And then the Rashbam adds the Chiddush, which is the machlokas we've shown him. Even if it's an IOU, let's say it's not a shtar. It's what we call a shtar ksav yad. It's just a ksav yad that says, I owe you $100 without witnesses. But it's just in my handwriting with my signature. Does that work? It's also called a shtar admei. Where the first parak in Kiddushin discusses this. If the husband's allowed to give the chasuk to give a kala an IOU. Right, does that work? So the Rashbam here says, you cannot claim parati even against an IOU. Even against a ksav yad. That is a big machlokas, because does an IOU have the status of a shtar? After all, I wrote it. So is that better? Is that worse? That's a big discussion in the Rishonim, but just that's the sheet of the Rashbam right here on the page, that you cannot claim parati against a ksav yad. Okay, that is hodah. Okay, the big sugya in Hodas Baldin, as we've mentioned various times as well in the past, and it comes up here too, Hodas Baldin, and that is made famous by the Ksos, which Rav Moshe mentioned a couple of days ago, made famous by the Ksos, and that is, how do we look at Hodas Baldin? I come to court and say, Aaron, I owe you $100. $100. So how do we look at that halachically? I have to pay you $100 because I admitted to it. Hodas Baldin, Kamea Edim Dami. But what does that mean? Does that mean that Bezin really believes me? I owe you? Somehow I damaged you, I borrowed from you. It's what we call ne'emanus. I was mevarer, and we believe that's what happened. Or do we say, no, I don't believe. No, Bezin says, we have no idea what happened. But you know what? You came to court today, you were mischayev yourself, so it's a new mischayevus. Right? You owe it today. We have no idea what happened in the past. But you owe it today. So that's the chakira that the Ksos made famous, Mari ben Levin himself. The language of Kemeya Edim Dami, So does that mean it works like Mea Edim, meaning Edim or Birur, and we believe him? Or does that just mean as a result? So what is the result of my nafgamina? So first of all, a couple nafgaminas. First of all, we had, just to mention this one first, because we had it a few days ago, go back a week. Go back to Daf Lamed Gimel. Go back to Daf Lamed Gimel for a minute. Remember the story? The relatives of Rav Edi Bar Avin, he died, it was Homach Locus. Rav Edi says, I'm the closest relative. And the other guy says, no, I'm the closest relative. And there was a whole fight, and the other guy was stronger, so he won. And then a couple of years later, he came and admitted. He says, you know what? I was wrong. You're the real relative. So what happens? He gave the land back. So what did Ravidi say? What did Ravidi say? He said, okay, pay me back all the fruit that you ate. Pay back all the fruit that you ate. So the first opinion of the Gemara says, yep, pay him back the fruit. Pay him back the fruit. And the second day of the Gemara says, pay him back the fruit, keep into Odi Odi. But the first day, it says, what are you talking about? He's only giving it to you because he admitted today. He just shouldn't have to pay you the fruit back. What's that machlokas about? There's a Hodas Baldin here. Machlokas Amoraim, whether he has to pay the fruit that he ate in the interim. So says so the Achronim explained, it's beautifully our case. If it's a hischaivus, a new hischaivus from today, we don't know what happened, but from today, then you don't have to pay the fruit back. It's from today. But if you say that it's ne'emanus, we believe you, even though you said the words, it was never mine. Even though you're saying that halachically, you're being mischaiv yourself today. So it could maybe it's only from today. Or do we say, no, it's going back to what was. So that's how the Achronim explained that machlokas amoram, about hodas, hodas baldin. Do you need a svara? The Gemara never gives a svara for hodas baldin. K'meidim dami. The Gemara says it a few times. Do you need a svara? I'm sorry. Do you need a makar for hodas baldin? Because the Gemara never gives a source. Rashi gives a source. Rashi in Kiddushin Daf Samachay says, what's the source for hodas baldin k'meidim dami? Modi b'miksas. Ki huzeh, modi b'miksas is the source. So again, the Achronim say, why does Rashi have to give a source? Modi b'miksas is for sure ne'amanus. Birur, right? Because we believe that you owe half. If we don't believe anything, you're kofar bako, you're not chayv, shvu daraisa. So if you say it's based on that svara of, that makar of Rashi, some lechor, it's a birur. But if you say it's all svara, what, misvara, we should believe you that this happened? Why? Misvara, you can obligate yourself to anything you want. So misvara, if it's a fasvara, maybe that's a ischaivus. But if it is a ne'amanus, maybe that's why Rashi gives the svara. So we'll mention another one. This is what the Shlomo Mivilna, the Cheshach Shlomo notes in Kiddushin. He says, what about the Gemara there? It says, what if the Chasar and the Kala come to us? A man and a woman come to us and say, Mazel Tov, we're married. And we say, oh, Mazel Tov, who is the Masada Kiddushin? And they say, oh, we didn't have one. I made my own bracha. And then they say, who are the witnesses? Oh, we didn't have witnesses. But we got married. Right? Or let's say there was a Masada Kiddushin. There was a Masada Kiddushin. There were no Edom. What does the Gemara say? Samachayin Kiddushin. Hamakadish Be'ed Echad. Ein choshtim l'kiddushin afilu shneihem oda. Even if they both admit what happened, still we say they're not married if there were no witnesses there. So explains the Cheshek Shlomo, what's the havamina? Hodos baldin k'meidim dami, that's what the Gemara there says. Hodos baldin explains the Cheshek Shlomo. If you say it's based on his chayvus, for sure it makes no sense. There's no havamina. It's his chayvus that we're saying today, what does that have to do with what happened? They weren't married. If you say it's a birur, we believe you what happened, so then that's the Chiddush of Gemara. Even though we believe you what happened, you're still not married. Because there's a need for Eide Kiyum, which means Eide have to be there, even if we know what happened. So the Chiddush of Shlomo says that a Havamina only makes sense according to if you say birur. Again, that might be the Maskana. Maybe Maskana is it's a Hischaivus, but probably not, because even Birur wouldn't be enough there. If you have a video camera and that they got married and there were no witnesses there, it's still not going to be good. Okay, one other, and then we'll move on. One other nafkamina, machlokas between the Ramam and the Ritva, that comes up in Meseches Bamitzvah in the first parak. Can you be Chozer Bo? Let's say I come to court, I'll do a spaldin, and then the next day I say, you know what? I lied. I want to be Chozer Bo for my Hodah. Can I be Chozer Bo for my Hodah? Before any witnesses came, before anything happened, can you be Chozer Bo? So the Ritva says that you cannot. Kivin Shehigid. Kivin Shehigid Shuvani Chozer Ma. Once you testify, that's it. Right? Meaning your testimony has the strength of witnesses. While the Rambam says, no, you can. So therefore, it could be that that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ritva also. The Ritva says it's a Birur, and once you are Mavarer, maybe it's still a Chiddush that you can't change it, but you can change it. Rashin can, according to the Rambam, it's a Ischaivus, maybe you can change it. Again, all this is related to what we have right here. Hoda'a bifnei shnayim. Hoda'a spaldin. It's in front of two. Ve'ein sarach lomar ksuv. Good. Vayter. Last one. Second to last one. Each one of these is a separate shear, as you can see. Kinyan bifnei shnayim ein sarach lamar ksuvu. Next, kinyan. A kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin is done in front of two. We know there are many types of kinyanim. Right? Kinyan hagbal, lifting it up, kinyan mashicha, pulling it, kinyan chazaka, as we saw about a couple days ago. And then kinyan chalipin, right? The I lift up a handkerchief, and in that way, the kinyan takes place. So that also is bifnei shnayim, vein sarach lamar ksuvu. And you don't have to say ksuvu. After a kinyan chalipin is done, the edim could automatically go and record it. Why can they go automatically and record it? So we'll get to that in a minute. But kinyan bifnei shnayim, in front of two. Does it have to be in front of two? The other ones were have to be. Right? Modah has to be in front of two. And machah has to be in front of two. What about kinyan bifnei shnayim? So Tosas right away says, no. Don't think so. Tosas kinyan. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, delo asalim ute shelo yechashav kinyan kishnasa shelo bifnei shnayim. What do you mean? Of course, you don't need two for kinyan chalipin. Why would you need two? Of course you don't need two. No, this Gemara just means you can do it in front of two. It doesn't need, it doesn't sound like that way. But the Rishonim, based on their Svara, say it can't be. Listen to the language of the Tosfos Arash. Kiddushin Samachay. Nirali, Da'af Raya Ain't Sarach. You don't have to prove that this is not true, that you don't need two. De'mali Kinyan Suder, Mali Kinyan Meshicha V'Chazaka. What's the difference between a Kinyan Suder and any other Kinyan? De'milsa De'pshitihi. It's obvious. If you want to do a Kinyan, if you want it to be witnessed and proven later, fine, you do it in front of two. But does it not work unless it's done in front of two? No. Dim hoder ruvin b'faneinu b'yomar nasati metaltel nalo l'shimin u'mashcham o karka zeh v'hechzik vod olas v'ad g'meidim dami v'chein l'ni kinyin chalipin nami. There's no svar to say that a kinyin chalipin would need to be witnessed. Why would it have to be witnessed? That's the Tosfos Arash, that's Tosfos there. Many explain this as such. And the Rambam holds this way. The Rambam in Hilchis Mechira also says, kinyan chalipin, zeh kinyan eino tzarach lios b'fnei edim. You don't have to do kinyan chalipin in front of witnesses. Hey, tes. Ela im haya bein ola bein chaveiro kana, shlo tzricha torah edim b'dini mamanis ela l'kofer. You only need witnesses to prove something afterwards. But kinyan chalipin does not have to be witnessed. Says the Ravid, four words. Right there in hey, tes and mechira. Ein, hakol, mo dib a kinyan. Not everybody agrees. Meaning, there are some gaonim, says the Ravid, that a kinyan chalipin has to be witnessed. The big shaila is why. Tosfos Rashi says, what's the difference? Kinyan chalipin has to be witnessed. No other kinyan has to be witnessed. Kinyan chazaka, we discussed a couple of days ago, is also a unique type of kinyan. Doesn't have to be witnessed. So why would a kinyan chalipin have to be witnessed?
Well, what is the proof that it has to be witnessed? Our Gemara?
Yeah, that's the pashas of our Gemara.
No,
that's the biggest raya.
I don't see the
raya. Kinyan, what do you mean kinyan b'fnei shnayim?
It's the finishes and sort of lomar solo. You don't get to that.
Okay, you know what? So let's keep reading the Gemara a few lines because there's another line that'll prove. Let's wait for a minute. Okay, let's continue for a second before we answer this question and talk about chalipin. Let's continue for a second. The kiyam shtaris b'shlosha. Kiyam shtaris is with three. What's kiyam shtaris? You know, it's a did rabbanon gein daf gimel the din of reish lakish. Kiyam shtaris means, after I have witnesses on a document, the Rabbanim were misakein that I have to affirm, go through Bezdin, I have to somehow prove that this shtar is true. I could do that, and these signatures are true. I could do that in one of three ways. I could bring the witnesses here to testify about their own signatures. I can have other people testify that these are so-and-so signatures. Or I could bring another document that is already mekuyim and have compare the signatures. Once that's done, Bezdin puts a stamp on the document, right? Affirmed, right? These are this is a true document. It's mekuyim. So that has to be signed by three, because that's like a ma'isa Bezdin, right? That's confirmation that this is a good. It's like a before we made aliyah, you know, you have to go every document. You have to get a. What's that thing called?
Apostille.
Every international document. Yeah, you have this stamp, that stamp. No, you got to get an apostille, right? The international stamp. So that's like what it is. Kiyam shtaris b'shlosha. Kiyam shtaris. What?
Good Scrabble word.
Good Scrabble word. Yes. Good Scrabble word. Okay. So Amar Rava. That's kiyam shtaris is also with three. Because if that's only signed by two, that stamp, then it's just like witnesses on witnesses. That's not good enough. It's got to be a ma'aseh bezdin. So keep in mind the kinyan, which we'll talk about in a minute. Amar Rava. Ikashli. Hakashli. Rava says, if I have a problem with any of these, it's the following. Hi, kinyan hechidami. What are we talking about kinyan? In the case of kinyan, that it's in front of two and you don't have to say suvu, I mean it's automatic. What's the case? E kemaisa bezdin dami. If a kinyan chalipin is considered a maisa bezdin, and that's why it's automatic that it could translate into a shtar, right? It's something like hefker bezdin hefker, some koach of bezdin, soli by tlasa. Then it should have to be done in front of three. if it's a Beis Din type of idea. Elo kamaisa Beis Din dami, if it's not, amai inu tzarach lamar ksuvu. And if it's not kamaisa Beis Din, so why is it automatically translated into a shtar? It's a chov. So pasud debaya had the pashto. Rava later on figured out his own problem. La olam lav kamaisa Beis Din dami. Really, it's not like kamaisa Beis Din. V'hachatayim amai dinu tzarach lamar ksuvu. But here, you don't have to say it. Why? Mishtum destam kinyan l'ksiva omeid. Because kinyan transitions automatically into a shtar. Stam kinyan l'ksiva omeid. So we really didn't answer the question. We basically said why, and we said because. So how does that answer the question? So you'd have to give some lumdus here. You have to explain it somewhat. So for that, we need what we discussed also in the past, and that is the secret of kinyan chalipin.
What obligates us to say we're talking about specifically chalipin?
Stam kinyan in shas is kinyan chalipin. Whenever it just says kinyan, it means chalipin. Right, that's what the that's clear. So, how the Achronim explain it, how the Rav Soloveitchik explains it, and how Rav Chaim explains it earlier, and how the Berachas Shmuel explains it, all the Achronim, all in their own words, but basically it's the same idea. Most Kinyanim, all Kinyanim, have two ingredients. They have a Maisa Kinyan and they have Das Kinyan. A Maisa Kinyan, a physical act, and the Das that's needed for the act to be, you know, not done Misasek. That's normally. But Chalipin only has Das Kinyan. That's the chiddush of chalipin. What, when I pick up the handkerchief and go like this, or pick up the pen, that's a kinyan? It's a maisa kinyan? No, that's not a maisa kinyan. That's an act that concretizes my das. That's what it is. It shows that I'm serious. You don't really need to do it. It's just an extra step. It's to give us an objective way, maybe, of knowing how serious you are. But really, it's all about the das kinyan. That's what the Rambam says, Hilchas Mechira. You just got to read over Hilchas Mechira, Parakeh. Just read it over and over again. He says it explicitly. Yesh dvarim harbe she'ein srichem kinyin ve'ein l'kinyin behem tam. There are many things that you don't have to do kinyin for. But you know what? People do it. Do'agu rova makomos l'haknos l'mixas eilu adram chayotze behen v'yomrim v'kaninu. Right, v'yafa b'she'enot tzarech. Kinyin zeshenagu l'haknos v'eilu advarim einu mol klum. Elo l'hodia. They don't really accomplish anything, but just they let everybody know she'enu omer dvarim eilu kimisachik umahatel. Right, it just shows people that people you don't need Achronim for this. It's the Rambam, right? That it shows that the person is not joking. Elo shagamar belibo biyachkach amar. That's what he says. That's kinyan chalipin. It's all about the das kinyan, and that's why there are many uniquenesses to kinyan chalipin. First of all, the Aruch HaShulchan points out. The Rosenzweig also pointed this out. That why is kinyan chalipin the only one that can work for everything? Karka and metaltalin. Right, the other ones, karka is kesef shtar and chazaka. And metaltalin is b'shicha agvah. There's separation. There's exclusivity. Chalipin is for everything. Stomkin works for everything. Why? Because there's no focus on a specific act, which is matim for one item and another item. No, it works for everything because it's all focused on the das. Right? Why is it that right? The why is it in b'metziyah mem zayin where we had who gives the handkerchief? So what do we? Who gives the handkerchief? So many the machlokas Rav and Levi. One of the shittas is it's the makna. The makna supplies the handkerchief. So the makna is giving the item and the handkerchief, so it's going in the same direction, both items. Does that make sense? Usually you have a transaction, it goes both ways. It's going in the same direction, because the point is, he's the Das Mischayev, he's showing how serious he is. We mentioned in the past the Shulchan Aruch says, how much time do you have to be chozer bo from a kinyan? If I do a kinyan hagbah, and then 2 seconds later, I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. 2 seconds later, I can retract. What if it's 5 minutes later? Tough luck. I already was konet. Tough luck, unless they have a return policy. But I was konit. Kinyan chalipin, the Shulchan Aruch says, you have asukin ba'oso inyan, not just tokadei dibur. As long as you're still involved in what you're doing. Still involved. It could be a half an hour later, you can retract. The answer is yes, because you're not focused on one act that was done, and you'd say from that moment, boom, you have tokadei dibur. It's all about the das involved. And if it's as long as you're still focusing and discussing it, then that's still doing the das. That's all the uniqueness of kinyan chalipin. So now, if you think about this, based on what we said earlier, what's shtar about? What's shtar? What did Tosfos say in the Balamor? Shtar is all about the concretization of Das Mischayev. That's what shtar is all about. So, kinyan chalipin and shtar have an affinity to each other. They're both about the Das. That's why chalipin could lead smoothly to right into a shtar. Stam kinyan l'ksiva omri, because they're both about the Das Mischayev. That's the svara for kinyan chalipin. And that's why maybe it might even have to be witnessed by witnesses. Why? Because bifnei shnayim, because whenever you have a high standard of das that is required, kiddushin, gittin, you need eidim there. So maybe Chalibut is also about that. That's why, again, Machlokas Rishonim, but that's why it could be that you would need Eidim. Just one other Rambam, which Reb Chaim picked up on, according to his Girsa. The Rambam, also in Echaz Bechira, but in Parachav Tes, the Rambam says that we don't write a shtar on a Maisa of a Katan. You don't write a shtar on a Maisa of a Katan. The Rambam says, "Im kana miyad katan or hiskir makom metalton lo kana lokeach." Why? Sheim otiim miyad katan bedin. The ein hakinyan miyad katan klum, and you can't do chalipin with a katan. Why can you do chalipin with a katan? Our girsa is shahakinyan bishtar ve'ein edem chosman el al shtar adam gadol, because kinyan is done with a shtar. Right, kinyan chalipin is with a shtar, at least with a shtar, and you can't write a shtar about a ma'aseh of a katan. There's no dasam eschayev there. But there's another girsa quoted in the Shinin Nuschos, and that's Reb Chaim's girsa. Not Shakinyan Bishtar, but Shakinyan Kishtar. Kinyan is like a star. That's exactly the point. Shakinyan Kishtar and Eidim are not Chosim on a star of an Adam Gadol. That's Reb Chaim's Chiddush. That's the Girsa in the Rambam. Okay, obviously a lot more, but we will now continue. So what we discussed today so far? We discussed the definition of star. We discussed Hodas Baldin. We discussed Kinyan Chalipin. Again, jam-packed, but Basra, Mem Amar Alf. Let's go weiter. Back to Modah issues. Remember Modah? Modah means I come to you before and then say, you know what's going to happen tomorrow? It's all a fake. I'm being forced to do it. So you only write, the Edom are not only allowed to write a Modah if they know it's being written about a guy who won't listen in court. Who won't listen? He's going to be forced. It's Lotzai Yisdina. He won't listen. Afilu alayve alacha, no. Avayim for Rava say no, even about me and you. Meaning if the guy comes and says that we're being forced, doesn't matter who's doing the forcing. So the Modah still stands. Period. Amri Narda, Kol Modah, Dilo Kaseva. If a Shtar Modah does not have written in it the specific case, Ananya Dinan Be Ba'on Sitaplanya, La Modahi. We know about the Ones of so-and-so, the specific Ones. It is not considered a Modah. The case is by general terms that, you know, so-and-so is being forced. Right? It has to be specific. It has to be specific. Modah demai. So what exactly is the case that it has to be specific? E degita udamatanta. If it's talking about a get, somebody's being forced to give a get or giving forced to give a gift. Gilui milsa ba'almahi. What do you mean, Modah? All you need is a gilui milsa. You just need a little revelation of his das. Because after all, the Rashbam explains, if he really doesn't want to give it, right? Why is he writing? Right, see the last few skinny lines. In Baratzon Nafsho no sein get umatana below ones. If he's really giving it because of his own free will, Lama Kosi Modah Bechinim, why is he coming to tell you? He's obviously, he just doesn't have to give it if he doesn't want to. So it must be if he's coming, it's really telling the truth, and therefore you don't need such a high level of Modah. You just need a Gili Milsa. So by get matana, that can't be what he's talking about. Vidasvini, and if we're talking about a sale, you're being forced to sell something. V'yama Rava, lokasvini modasvini. What do you mean? Rava says you don't write a modah for a sale. Why? Why don't you write a modah for a sale? So the Rashbam quotes the Gemara we're going to have later on in a week. Bez Hashem, daf mem ches, right? Quote in the eighth wide line. Tsluya v'zavin, zvini zvini. Big sugya there. What does the Gemara there say? If you're forced to sell something, it works in the end. If somebody puts a gun to my hand and says, sell me that, or I'm going to kill you, and I sell it, you know what? The sale works. The sale is halachically valid. Why? Because we assume, the Gemara is going to say later on, because you're getting the money in the end, so you're a gamar umakni. Tzuliv is oven, zvini zvini. It's a big sogi over there. So you see, even if you have a modah beforehand, if you sold it, you sold it. So what are we talking about here? They have to have a specific onis written in the modah. So the olam the zvini. So we say, really, no, it's talking about zvini, selling. Modi Rava, hechata onis, ukamaisa de pardesa. No, Rava admits if it's mamish, a total ones, like the story of the orchard, then a modah would work. What's the story? That who gave the mashkin pardesa lechavi lechashanin? A person gave his friend a orchard as a mashkon, like we've spoken about in the past. Mashkon to the sura. A mashkon that you're going to be able to be on my orchard and enjoy the fruits until you partake of the amount of fruit that I owe you that money for 3 years. And basa to achla slash shani chazaka after 3 years. Amar, so you come to me, you come back to me and you make a threat. I amar im is obviously mutav. If you sell me the land, fine. Vilo kavishto l'shtar mashkanta. If not, I'm going to put away the shtar mashkon. The shtar that says it's a mashkon. V'amina l'kuchi biyadin, and I'll say you sold it to me. So you sold it, right? The guy did not do mecha like he was supposed to during the 3 years. So in that case, ki agavna kasvin and modah. So in that case, we do write a modah for a mechira, for a sale, period. There's more about modah, but we continue. Reb Shimon has the Chakira. Does a Modah, is a Modah a preventative measure or a breaking measure? I mean, does Modah prevent the sale or whatever it is from occurring? Or does it occur, but then it breaks it? It's a shtar negative shtar. Here's Nafkamina is about that. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hai matanta tamirta lo makvinan ve. If somebody has a hidden shtar, matana, a private shtar of a gift, it's not collectible. Can't collect with it. Why? Hey chidami, first of all, what is it? Hey chidami matanta, oh, let's say why first. No, I'm sorry, let's do what it is first. Take out the matanta. What is a hidden shtar matana? Amar of Yosef. I go tell witnesses, Reuven and Shimon. Psst, Reuven and Shimon, go into private and write a shtar matana that I'm giving it to so-and-so. Why am I telling him to do it in private? Right, v'ikadamri, or Amar of Yosef, d'lo Amar lu, teisu b'shuka u'bebar yaso v'tichtivu le. Or just the opposite, I didn't tell them to go write it in public. Right, the two days. So my naya, the difference is, ikibanaya, stoma. If I don't tell them anything, I just say go write it. Right, so is the problem that you told them to write it in private, or is the problem that you didn't tell them to write it in public? Either way, what's the issue here? The issue is, as the Rashbam explains, that it could be that the only reason I'm writing this shtar is because I want, not because I really want to give it to you, but I want this to be a preventative measure for what I'm doing in 2 weeks from now, when I'm going to give it to so-and-so. I want to be able to prove that I couldn't help because I'm going to give, look, I already sold it. But I don't really mean to give it to you, I just want to fake the other guy out. A, or maybe, explains the Rashbam, right in the middle of the, about two-thirds of the way down the fat lines, maybe Shemen Nasalach or Kvar, Ola Sosa Modela Chaber Teneskavi, maybe you gave it to somebody already. Or you're going to give it to somebody. Either way, maybe it's a fake. And that's why you're doing it in private. So that's a hidden shtar is not collectible. Amar Rava, the Havi Mudo LaChaverta. It's not collectible, but you know what? If you gave a shtar, a matana to somebody else afterwards, it's good enough to prevent that one from going through. Because maybe the first one is true. I mean, you're choshes on both sides. Amar Papa, Haid Rava, Laba Feirshim, Erla Machal, Idmar. This sheet of Rava, that the hidden shtar matana could at least, it's not collectible, but it does prevent the next guy getting it. We know it from a story, not because he ever gave a shear on it. The Yahu Gavra, the Ozla Kedusha Yitza, a man was about to marry a woman. Amrele, she says, I'm a tough customer. Ikasas li kula nechse, chavi nalach. If you give me all of your property, I'll marry you. Right? Right? True love. V'ilo lo havi nalacha. And if not, forget it. So Ozla kasa li kula nechse. He really wanted this woman, so he gave her all of his possessions. He wrote it to her. Asa brei kishisha. He wrote it to her. He didn't give it to her yet. Asa brei kishisha. His son came to him and says, Dad, Amar leva, hu gavra ma teve alei. What about me, Dad? What about me? Amar lehu lesadi zilu atmir be'ever yamina. So the father says to witnesses, go hide in Ever Yamina, a place. The kisvule, go hide out and write a shtar to my son. Meaning write a shtar matanta, Ashtar matana, that is Tamirta. Also the Kamid Rava. So then the story came in front of Rava. Omer lehu, lo lamarkana, v'lo markana. Rava says, neither are collectible. The woman doesn't get it because the son has Ashtar matana earlier. And it was executed earlier. That's what you have to say, even though it sounds like the woman's was written first. It was executed earlier. And the son doesn't collect because it's a shtar Tamirta. Right, so therefore, Mandachaz Asavar, the one who witnessed, thought, Bisham Tahavi Modola Chaverta, thought, what was the reason for this? Why didn't Rava allow the woman to collect? Because there was a Modah, La Chaverta. It acts as a Modah to the next one. Vilohi, but really that was not the Svara. Hasa Mucha Milsa the Machmas, Onsu the Kas of Law. Over there, of course, the woman is not going to be able to collect, because it was obvious that he only did it to marry her. He doesn't really want to give all of his possessions. So there, for sure, he didn't want to. Aval hacha mar nichale delikne, mar lo nichale delikne. But in a regular case, we don't know. In regular cases, we don't know who's an ones and who's for sure and who's not. So therefore, it wouldn't be so much of a riot. Two points before we finish. And one is the Rambam. The Rambam writes this halacha about matana tamirta, but he only quotes it. He seems to only quote it by karka, not by metaltalin. And that's the Magen Mishnah Kasha. The Rambam only quotes this in Ilcha Zechiyu Matana, Perek Hay, Halacha, Aleph, and Beis. By Beis, Lefichach, Kol Shtar Matnis Karka, Shein Kasav Bo, V'amalo Ploni, Anosi, Exactly, B'shvakim U'rechovos, then it's no good. Shechoshin, Shema Matana, Musuteresi, V'lo Zacha Makabel. Says the Magen Mishnah, why limit it to Karka? It says Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka, if you look in the first Halacha of the Rambam, he just says no saying, without saying Karka. If you look in the Lechem Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah says no. Beautiful. Why did the Rambam say karka? Because he wants to include every case. We're not sure exactly here. What happens if the Makabo Matana is Tofes and grabs it? Does he get to keep it? So says the Rambam would say, yes, he gets to keep it, because we're just not sure. He would get to keep it. Tfisa would be Mahani. So the Rambam is saying it by Karka, because he's saying he's not Zocha in it, and only by Karka is he never Zocha in it, because there's no Tfisa by Karka. By Metaltzelin, you're right, Bezer would tell you not to do it. But b'dieved, if you were Tofes it, you'd be able to keep it. So the Rambam wants to say a case, says the Lacha Mishnah beautifully, he wants to say a case that he'll never be Zocha, therefore he can't do a Tfisa by Karka. That the Rambam, Zichim, Matana, Hey Beis, and the Lecha Mishnah there, why the Rambam limits it to Karka. So in the Ma'oris Daf Yomi, it talks about a case where from the Maram Alshech, that a widow came to Bezdin and said that her husband had given her certain gold and silver items to be her own. But he said that not to let anybody know about it, because of, you know, you should make sure that nobody knows about it. It's private. But now she comes to court and says, but it's really mine. But I guess the kids wanted it, you know, but it was a private document. So do you say shtar matana, even from a husband to a wife, is going to be not valid? So says the Maram Alshech, the only time, the whole context of our Gemara, do you say the first shtar matana is not effective, is if you never gave the matana. If you never gave the matana at the end, so then that's the whole discussion of the Gemara. But Lamais, at the end of the day, if you give the matana, then of course it's going to work. And this woman had the ring. So that's why it's an important hara on the whole Gemara. The whole Gemara is only if you didn't give the matana yet. But once you gave the matana, then obviously it is going to work. And then the Rishonim, the Achronim discuss, what about the concept of Dvarim Shebelev, Einim Dvarim? If there's a star, so it's in private. Dvarim Shebelev, Einim Dvarim, so maybe you should say it works. So you say, here you're doing a Maisa that's Megala, it's not Dvarim Shebelev. The fact that you said to do it in private, maybe it's not just Dvarim Shebelev. Again, that's a discussion, but that's where we will stop. Tomorrow we pick up with called Chazaka She'ini Matayna. Chazaka She'ini Matayna, what Chazaka Zayda Tayna? And I saw something I found him discuss. What if somebody has a Chazaka for a certain Aliyah? Is that a Chazaka? Let's say a Chazaka for Master Yonah. So we will see, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, Daf Mem Aleph. Okay.